Support for State Street comes from Salt Lake Community College. With 8 campuses and flexible scheduling options, SLCC provides access to learning for Utah's future employees. More information on community involvement at slcc.edu/community.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard that Utah has a new congressional map.
That's right, Sean. Instead of 4 safe, cozy Republican congressional districts, Utah now has 3, with one Democrat-leaning district centered around northern Salt Lake County.
We've ditched dividing up the state like a pizza, and now things look a little more like a donut. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Hugo Ricard Bell. In this episode of State Street, how did we get here? And what impact could redistricting have in 2026?
Gather around, friends. It's the ballad of Utah redistricting.
So right off the bat, let's separate the milk from the Milo.
Hold on. Is that a real Aussie saying?
Sean, I will reveal all in the season finale.
I am keeping track of all of these, and I will hold you to that.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. But look, back on to redistricting. It has been a big topic around the U.S. all year, and not just in Utah. Because, you see, Trump asked Republican states to redraw their maps to ensure a red win in the midterms. Here he is on CNBC.
We have an opportunity in Texas to pick up 5 seats. We have a really good governor, and we have good people in Texas. And I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to 5 more seats.
Now, Sean, Texas said they would do it. Then California said if Texas does, then they're going to do it too, with the goal to secure more blue seats. Then Missouri agreed to do what Trump said as well, and Indiana just voted to say that they would not do what the president called for. Here's the president again, this time on CBS News.
You had one gentleman, the head of the Senate, I guess, Bray, whatever his name is. I heard he was against it. He'll probably lose his next primary, whatever that is. I hope he does.
And that's a lot of information, and there's a lot going on, but we can relax, because none of that has anything to do with Utah, Sean.
You are completely right. President Trump did not ask Utah to redraw its map. In fact, this is all happening against Republican lawmakers' will.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Now, listen, I wasn't even in the United States, Sean, when this whole story started, but you were. Take us back to 2018, mate.
Happy to. I was still a sports reporter back then, but lived in Utah and remember following it pretty closely as a voter. It feels like a lifetime ago. Voters that year approved a ballot initiative to create an independent redistricting commission to draw the state's voting maps ahead of the 2020 census. At the time, former KUER politics reporter Nicole Nixon was following the story. Here she is in some previous reporting.
If voters approve it, Prop 4 would create a citizen-led commission to draw new political maps after the 2020 census. The 7 commissioners would be appointed by lawmakers from both parties, but the legislature would still get final say on new maps.
Republican lawmakers weren't big fans of this. Nicole actually interviewed Senator Todd Weiler for that story, and I gotta tell you, I got a bit of deja vu. The arguments are mostly the same 7 years later. Here he is back then.
I don't think this is about political gerrymandering. I think this is about the Democrats getting a seat in Congress, a guaranteed seat that they can't lose every election cycle.
So they went and passed a bill of their own that made the commission advisory only.
Yeah, and so even though the commission was able to draw the maps, I guess being advisory only, the lawmakers didn't have to pick them.
Yeah, and that's exactly how things shook out a couple of years later. In 2021, the legislature approved new maps they drew themselves and just ignored the suggestions made by the independent commission. The lawmakers eliminated an existing swing district that covered a good portion of central Utah. And remember, the state had a Democratic representative in Congress for part of the 2010s. That was Ben McAdams. But instead, legislators' new map made 4 safe congressional districts for Republicans.
And Sean, I mean, I can only assume, but how did that go over with our more left-leaning voters?
In a word, badly.
They don't want a Democrat to be elected from Utah, so they pair urban areas with rural areas, and the reason they do that is to dilute Democratic votes.
It makes our town feel separated out in a way that I think is inappropriate.
I think that our biggest goal is to try to bring the people out, to get our voices heard, our communities recognized, so that our communities are not divided and diluted.
If you think the current map is fair, then you don't know the first thing about redistricting or you're a Republican hack.
A group of voters, along with Mormon Women for Ethical Government and the League of Women Voters of Utah, even sued the state over the decision. They claim that the legislature ignored the will of the people when it diluted the power of the independent commission.
And yes, okay, so now this is all starting to sound a little bit more familiar.
Exactly, it should. Basically, this saga was tied up in the courts until the summer of 2024, when the Utah Supreme Court issued a ruling that sent shockwaves through Utah politics. Hugo, let's hop back to July 11th, 2024. 7-Eleven, free Slurpee Day, and it was hot that day, let me tell you.
High sweaty.
Of 97 in Salt Lake City. Beyonce's Texas Hold'em was on the radio.
Sean, when you say radio, do you mean anywhere you can get your podcast?
I mean, doesn't really matter. Everyone was listening to Cowboy Carter in 2024. Joe Biden was still the presidential nominee, and at Utah's highest court, the justices ruled that when it came to redistricting, lawmakers did overstep the will of the people. But this was the really important part. The state Supreme Court did not throw out the 2021 map. They just kicked the case back to district court with the new guidance that the case should be decided in accordance with the higher court ruling.
Yeah, and I'm following you, Sean. So basically, the Supreme Court really just added some guidelines to help the lower courts make their decision.
Exactly. In fact, the Supreme Court even said the legislature can alter laws passed by the people through initiatives. But, and I cannot stress this enough, lawmakers cannot undermine the spirit of an initiative unless they can show a compelling government interest to do so.
And so essentially, this is why lawmakers haven't been successful in addressing this on their own. That's the whole reason why everything is in the court's hands.
And that brings us to this summer, where things got really spicy.
We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, Sean sits down with KUER reporter Martha Harris to recap Utah's hot redistricting summer.
Support for State Street comes from the Hinckley Report on PBS Utah. I'm Jason Perry, director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics. The Hinckley Report is Utah's weekly political roundup, bringing together Utah's top journalists, political thinkers, and lawmakers to help you understand how politics impacts your life. Listen to the Hinckley Report wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Hugo Ricard-Bell. Now, Sean, I only started at KUER in October, and you had your hands full all summer with a new baby. So, in our absence, we've had one person in the newsroom who has really shouldered the weight of this story, and that is none other than Martha Harris.
They sure did. Big props to everything they covered over the summer. Redistricting, though? That took a ton of careful watching and reporting. I sat down with them to get up to speed on everything that happened in 2025. Martha Harris, great to have you back on State Street.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, take us back. What happened last summer with redistricting?
Yeah, so in late August, 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson, she issued this ruling that just really shook things up. She ruled that the state legislature, they had violated the Constitution when it basically repealed Proposition 4. She said that they disregarded the intent of voters, and because she said they broke the Constitution, the map that they created in 2021 was unlawful and it had to be thrown in the trash. So that kicked off this process where the legislature had to draw a new map pretty quickly. They submitted a proposed map. The plaintiffs in the case, they also submitted some proposals, and then there was lots of court hearings. They were very long, debating the map. And in the end, Judge Gibson, she sided with the plaintiffs and she picked one of their maps. She ruled that the legislature's proposed map was drawn to favor Republicans, and that went against Prop 4, which bans gerrymandering.
And one of the main talking points we've been hearing from Republicans is that this map that Judge Gibson did choose and the plaintiffs drew is a gerrymander in itself that goes against what the spirit of Prop 4 was. And they point to this statistic that only around 14% of registered voters in Utah are Democrats. And they say by those numbers, the map that favors Dems is a gerrymander in and of itself by definition. Is there any truth to this? Have you dove into these numbers at all? And what can you say about this argument that this new map is more a gerrymander than anything else?
Yeah, and I think there's a few things to that. So that I don't think the map favors Democrats. Like, there's one district that leans Democrat, but the other three are heavily Republican. There's also the difference of the state's party affiliation makeup is different than how people actually vote. So those are two different things. But I mean, it is true that Utah is a red state, but the spread of Republican voters throughout the state, it's not evenly distributed. You know, Democratic voters, they are concentrated in Salt Lake City and, you know, parts of the broader Salt Lake County, which is a dense area. So that's, you know, Utah's political geography. We have this kind of like little blue center. And I think it's important, like, when we talk about this, to kind of define what are Utah's congressional districts supposed to look like? Like, what are the guidelines? What features are they supposed to have? And to find the answer to that, we look in state and federal law. So what Proposition 4 says is you have to use neutral criteria. So you're not drawing this based on partisan data. And it kind of has a list of things that are supposed to be followed in drawing these districts. Like, you're not supposed to split cities, you're not supposed to split counties, you're supposed to keep communities of interest together, have equal population between districts, and have these kind of like compact and contiguous districts. And so those are the guardrails, and they're kind of, you know, they're specific and they're tight. And so does this district favor Democrats? Yeah, but the argument that the judge accepted was that's not because of gerrymandering, that's because of Utah's, you know, unique political geography. You know, we have this dense area that favors Democrats. And if you're not splitting cities, you're not splitting counties, that's probably what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And you look at statewide election results, it's like 35-40% of the electorate votes for people who, at the very least, aren't Republicans.
Yeah.
So there is an argument to be made there.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be really clear for everyone listening, what does this mean for Congress in Utah?
Well, so the map that was selected, it does create one district that favors Democrats, three that favor Republicans. So in Utah, it means that one of the state's four Republican representatives probably might be out of a job if Democrats do end up picking up a seat in Utah. I mean, the big question nationwide is, will Democrats retake the majority in Congress? To do that, they do need more than just gaining one seat in Utah. So it's bigger than Utah.
So what has the legislature done since that ruling? How have they tried to address this?
So they have publicly condemned the courts. They think that the courts were wrong. But as far as trying to change the ruling, they are trying to appeal it to the Utah Supreme Court. They publicly said that they want to get a new map in place by the 2026 midterms. How feasible that is, it's kind of hard to say. But the Utah Supreme Court has already ruled against the legislature once in this case. So I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to side with them.
So you've been to every session, press conference, you've been in courtrooms to cover this, talked with countless lawmakers, legal experts. Take us in the room. What are the emotions around this on both sides of this issue?
I mean, I think an emotion that kind of ties both sides together is people are really passionate about this. I mean, this is a unique issue because it affects every Utah. So I think on both sides, people are really passionate, and you can, when you're in those rooms, you can kind of feel how high stakes this is to people. You know, with lawmakers, there's been a lot of outrage. They've been really upset.
Let me be absolutely clear. The courts have thrown this process into chaos. The map imposed by the court is flat out sloppy. I think we've all seen that.
But for the people who were pushing for this change, the people that sued the state, the groups like Mormon Women for Ethical Government and Legal Women Voters of Utah, they're also just very passionate. I mean, they've been kind of ecstatic. They feel like they have a voice now.
We are thrilled that the court has reaffirmed what we have known all along, that the people have co-equal lawmaking authority with the legislature, that the legislature violated the Utah Constitution when they overturned Proposition 4, and that Utahns deserve fair, independent maps they voted for almost 7 years ago.
I want to bring this into the legislative session we're in right now. How can this influence what we will be seeing from lawmakers this session?
Yeah, so I think it might not look like a direct connection, but I think this will color a lot of decisions in the legislative session. Lawmakers have made it very clear they are not happy with the courts right now. They think that the courts made bad, wrong decisions. And so I think we're expecting to see some legislation that deals with the courts. You know, they've talked about expanding the Supreme Court, or there might be more legislation looking at lower courts. And so I think this will, you know, color the mood and decisions of the legislature of this, you know, loss that was handed to them.
Yeah, we have lawmakers who are maybe running for this new congressional seat as well. And like you said, the animosity between the legislature and the courts goes back over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
KUER's Martha Harris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
That was KUER reporter Martha Harris.
So as the Utah legislature kicks off the 2026 session, in many ways, much of what they do is going through this lens of redistricting. It's deeply shaped how Utah politics and politicians are operating.
Yeah, and straight out of the gate, we're expecting to see legislation relating to the courts and how they do business. In any other year, this might be just seen as routine lawmaking.
But under the shadow of redistricting, it will be hard to separate Republicans' feelings on the courts from the laws they are proposing.
And that does it for this episode of State Street. I'm Hugo Ricard-Bell.
And I'm Sean Higgins. To stay up to date on everything politics, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. You can do that at KUER.org/State Street.
And we couldn't put State Street together without our team. All hail the digital dynamos Jim Hill and Raquel Davis.
David Childs and KUER News Director Elaine Clark are responsible for editing and audio production here at State Street.
And Caroline Ballard is our executive producer.
See you next week.
Take us back to 2018, mate.
I love the mate at the end.
Mate. Mate, what's this redistricting?
Okay.
From KUER.